Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And welcome to each and every one of you. Well, it's day one of the Republican walkout. The Senate Republicans walked out yesterday in the House of, rather, the Senate, shutting down, effectively, the legislature. Now, let's talk about that. What do you think the impacts of that are going to be this year when we actually have an election? Is it going to matter? Who does it help? Who does it hurt? We're going to talk about that because it relates to a couple of other stories I found on the Drudge Report. It has everything to do, friends, with what's going to happen, not just in the elections all across America this fall, but how that impacts us in Oregon. And this is very interesting. It's a couple of stories about polls. And it dovetails nicely with what I've been sharing with you and what I shared with you yesterday about a couple of things that happened in the legislature. Because Democrats are not stupid, folks. They're very devious. And yes, they lie because they believe in Marx. They believe in whatever it takes to win is basically what it is. And if that means lying, then the ends justify the means, right? I mean, that's how they do things. So we'll see. But I'm telling you, folks, what's coming down the pike at us is really going to be profound. It just reminds me of 2010. And it reminds me of 2010 for different reasons than why 2010 happened, not across the country, but right here in Oregon. Remember, 2010, folks, was the heyday of the Tea Party movement. In fact, there's an interesting story about that today that you can see if you go to the OregonWatchdog.com website about the Tea Party movement, getting a big donation from a guy from Corvallis, whom I happen to know. All of this, folks, is going to be just profound, I think, this fall here in America and right here in Oregon, folks. So let's get into it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Send me an email to jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am, and I will read it on the air. And we'll get started with those because it really leads into this whole discussion today. Who does it help and who does it hurt that Republicans in the Senate have walked out? Now, the folks in the House have not. The Republicans have. We'll start with our first email from Jim. It says, you know what? I'm proud to be an independent. The word alone should tell you my heart and all you need to know. If Republicans want my vote in this primary, send me a ballot. And absolutely no way would I register as a Democrat to throw the vote for any communist. All right. So that's getting back to, you know, the whole idea that you would re-register as a Democrat so that you could vote in the Democrat primary and vote in favor of a communist, Bernie, which would ultimately end up, and it's likely, it looks more and more likely that unless the Democrat Party, the mainstream party, find some way to steal it, Bernie's going to be running against Trump. I know this is awfully early to do this, but friends, remember yesterday I said something about momentum, right? You know, I watch some sports. I was an athlete all of my life. And, you know, I'm not so much anymore because I'm just busy trying to live life and to keep my body in shape these days. So I don't do any competitive stuff. And having move back to the farm and, you know, taking care of that. And, you know, farming is a way of life, right? It's not just a business. It is a way of life. And so that means it consumes you to some extent, as does politics and, you know, sharing my thoughts about all of that with you on the radio show every day. But the reality is this, is in this world that we live in today in Oregon and frankly in America, in politics, that it affects everything we do. It's why we talk about these things. It's why I continue to say the purpose of this radio show is for you to gain insight maybe, and not just from me, because sometimes I get some great thoughts from you all in the audience, and I appreciate you sharing them with me, because I get to share them with other people, and that then creates additional thinking about how you can persuade the persuadable, because there are those people out there. They're in your circle of influence. If you just step back for a moment and think about it, you will find them. So the issue of Republicans walking out, stopping some good legislation and stopping a whole lot of bad legislation, it, you know, is one that is now front and center. Okay. So how does it play out in the elections for this fall? Keeping in mind a couple of things. Again, I've been talking to you about this. The unaffiliated voters, the independents like Jim here, who sent me an email and listens regularly and emails me regularly. Thank you, Jim. The issue is this. They're going to be the deciders about the direction of Oregon in this next election, because there are so many of them. They are now the largest voting bloc in this entire state. So Republicans have to say something to them that makes sense, not just with their words. Yeah, they better be talking and saying the right things. And so far, I'm not seeing a lot of it. I'm seeing some of it, but not what I'd like to see in terms of messaging. But really more in their actions. And that's what we're seeing, and that's what Republicans have done here. So Jim is a proud independent. What does it take in your mind? For those of you who are listening to me right now, you may be conservative and you may believe, as I do, in conservative principles first, Republican Party second, or you may be Republican Party first. Okay, what message do you think is going to play to the independents to get them to vote for Republicans, not maybe just in mass, but rather for the individuals who really are representing their principles and their values? Now, Tim Knope is the much maligned, and deservedly so, a Republican senator from Bend. I used to serve with Tim. He was my majority leader for a time when I was in the House of Representatives. He could easily defend his decision to walk out. Oh, and hey, producer Phil, I just got a text from a friend saying we don't have an internet feed going on right now. So if you could look into that, that would be great. And thanks, Lee. I appreciate you listening, friend. So anyway, so here's the deal. The reality is independents have to be appealed to in a way that means they're willing to vote for us, willing to vote for conservatives. Now, Tim Knope could stand on his conservative values, and by and large, he's a pro-life conservative. He's pro-gun. Okay. Pro-Second Amendment, pro-personal self-defense, however you want to characterize it. Again, words mean things, and it's how we talk about them, and it's how we talk about them with some passion also matters. So when we're talking about this issue, the fact that the state itself says we don't know what this bill is going to cost us, we don't know how much revenue is going to come in, we don't know how much it's going to cost the average person, the fact that they said that is one powerful defense. Because why would you vote for a bill that you don't even know what it's going to cost, how much revenue it's going to bring in, or what it's going to cost people in their personal lives? And then you say, again, I'm giving you something that you can have in conversations, folks. And then you say, did you know, by the way, that Australia repealed their carbon tax? Why? Because it dramatically increased the cost of living and the people didn't like it. So they repealed it. And then you say, this bill in Oregon won't make any difference at all in overall reduction of greenhouse gases from official data submitted in testimony in this bill. And then you say, and you know what else? I'm not going to destroy the lives of my rural people. I'm not going to do it. Well, apparently our internet is working on our end, so it has to be something on your end then. I'm not going to destroy the lives of families. I'm not going to increase their cost of living over something that is highly dubious as to whether it's going to do anything, whether it's going to make a difference at all in our world. I know what it will do, and I'm not willing to do that. And you shouldn't expect me to want to hurt a group of people. Now, the governor came out yesterday, as you know, and she blasted the Republicans for walking away in the Senate. And she appealed to, why would you want to hurt children? Let me tell you something, Governor. These Republicans know that their constituents' children are gonna be hurt for no gain. That's what they know. We ought to laud them and we ought to thank them, because we know how it raises the cost of living. Look at California. We know why they decided to repeal their carbon tax, and that's all this is. This is a carbon energy sales tax, folks. That's all it is. And it doesn't cap anything. That's another point that Tim Knope could use. It doesn't cap anything. It allows the so-called pollution to continue. But he won't. And you know why, folks? There's only two reasons why Tim Knope is choosing to do this. The number one reason, and I don't have any personal knowledge of this, I've just been told, he's been offered a lot of things by the governor. Now, she's done that with more than just Tim Knope, by the way. Okay, she's done it with a whole lot of these Republicans, including the Republican leader of the Senate, Herman Bertzinger, because he told me that himself. He's been offered a lot of things. Now, I would be deeply disappointed in him if he got bought off. Yet, there's only one other explanation for his actions, and that he is a narcissist. He has to be in the public eye. He thinks he is so important. He thinks he's, and believe me, folks, I've heard this from a number of senators, he thinks he's smarter than the rest of them. He does. That's his attitude in caucus. That's how he talks to people. Remember the last time that he was the only Republican sticking around, he was getting daily conversations, TV camera interviews. You saw him every day. Some newspaper was interviewing him. And he claimed to be there representing the caucus, being their eyes and their ears. Nothing was further from the truth. I told you that yesterday. That was a lie. Now, the Senate, the senators that walked out during that time did not call him on it. I am told they're going to call him on it today. So I want you to be watching today at some point. The Senate Republicans, those who've walked out, are going to put out a press release saying Tim Knope is on his own. He does not represent the caucus. He is not our eyes and ears. He's doing this on his own. So what could it be? Is he bought off, or is he just a narcissist who has to be in the public light? Who does this help? Who does this hurt? And what does this say to the independents that we need to take over this state? Back in a moment, 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. You know, you can really make somebody feel incredibly special for a special event if you buy them a limousine ride. Go around town. Have dinner, go shopping, you know, like if it's your daughter's birthday. I mean, how cool would that be? If you're a mom and dad, go spend the day with your daughter. How cool? DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Check out their website. It'll tell you a lot of the great information that you can get. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Great Salem-based company. They're right here. Make somebody feel special. Now, somebody who felt pretty special yesterday was the head of the Senate Republicans. I got a call from him yesterday evening, and we talked over the fact that they had left. They had left about 10 o'clock because the Ways and Means Committee voted out the cap and trade bill. Now, Betsy Johnson, who's one of the co-chairs, so she's very powerful. Everybody sort of expected that Peter Courtney would replace her because he did that last session because she was against it. Then she's against it now. But instead, he didn't replace her. He joined the committee himself and he voted yes. And that was the one vote that was needed to send the thing out to go to both floors. Now, the way this works is it goes to both floors the next day, which would be today. It gets second read today. They could advance it to third reading again because Oregon's Constitution says a bill has to be read on the floor three times before you can vote on it. You can suspend the Constitution with unanimous consent, like you can with most constitutional provisions. And in doing so, if Republicans don't give unanimous consent, if just one Republican says, no, we're not doing that, then it doesn't happen. That's what would happen today, Tuesday, so for second reading. So then it would carry on over till tomorrow for third reading. Republicans weren't taking any chances. They said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and leave today. And they did. 11 o'clock session came along. Their offices were dark. Peter Courtney says he's not going to ask the governor to send out the state police to go after them. And I saw one tweet from a reporter that said, so they can stay in Oregon now. Yeah, right. Because, you know, it's not Peter Courtney's call, folks. It's Kate Brown's call. And Kate Brown will send out the state police after them. I'll guarantee you. They're not taking any chances, folks. They're gone. And they ought to be. Now, so it passes out because Peter Courtney does what he does. Let me tell you something, folks. Peter Courtney is not all there right now. He's only at the legislature for a short period of time during the day. And then he goes to apparently he doesn't go home. Apparently he goes to a facility where he's being treated. And he is not there mentally all the time, folks. In conversations I've had with legislators who are having conversations with him, he's not fully aware of a lot of things that are going on. That means that Republicans in the Senate have to deal with somebody else. Who's that somebody else? Jenny Burdick. Oh, goody. And, you know, I used to serve with Jenny before she was in the House when I was in the House, and then she went to the Senate. This is a hard left Marxist, and she is clueless. She's clueless about things. Oh, she knows politics. Don't get me wrong. She knows that. She's a true regressive totalitarian Marxist. But she's clueless about us, the rest of this state. That isn't Portland, that isn't government worker unions that provide her with money and people to win races. She's clueless as to how this bill destroys a way of life. And that's what living in the rural areas of the state is, dependent upon rural industries, ranching, mining, forestry, farming. She's clueless, folks, and she doesn't care. Just like Kate doesn't care. What they care about as Marxists is raw political power for ideological reasons. And they don't care who it hurts. So it was laughable to hear the governor. It was. Hear the governor say that Republicans don't care about how they're hurting children. Oh, yeah, Kate, they care about their children getting hurt by your irrational, ineffective policies that do nothing. And they do nothing. So they just left the building, Republicans. Now, the House folks are still there, and they will probably continue to do some things. So I asked Herman, all right, so what's it take to get you back in the building? It's very simple. Kill some bad bills, no gun bills, none of this other garbage. Certainly not a constitutional referral that goes out to the voters to change Oregon's constitution to do away with the quorum. No, that ain't going to work. But also other things like this. Here's something you should know. And again, this is more ammunition for you to use to persuade the persuadables. Republicans asked for an amendment yesterday in committee that calculates the offset of carbon that's being absorbed by what? Oregon's natural resource industries, timber, farming, folks. You see all these grass seed fields, the grass seed that I grow as a farmer, it all sucks up carbon. That's how we grow it. All these new tree plantings, after we log, it's proven fact that young growing trees suck up a lot more carbon than a mature tree does at 50 or 60 years of age. They voted that amendment down. It's common sense, isn't it? But it doesn't fit their political purposes of scaring their kids to death. And they also refused yesterday to remove the emergency clause. Now, if by some reason, somehow, this thing gets passed into the law, that's going to be fought over in the Supreme Court. And it should be. This bill raises revenue. Under Oregon's Constitution, it cannot have an emergency clause. They're saying, well, we have this convoluted opinion from our lawyers that say, no, it doesn't raise revenue. Oh, it does. The best thing is not to let it go into place at all by walking out. So let me ask you this question as we get ready to go to the break. Have Republicans hurt themselves or helped themselves with the swing vote? Now, when we come back from the break, let me share with you these two stories off of Drudge about Poland and how the national election plays into this issue of Republicans walking out. It's 6:30 in the morning. Listen to Political Coffee. I'll be right back. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we're going to go to the phones. But, I just want to ask you this question. Since Republicans in the Senate walked out yesterday and they shut the place down, basically, effectively, that's what's happened. Does that hurt him? What does that speak to you, to your mind? To those of you who have friends who are independents, like some of you are independent listeners, what does that say to you? Do you like it? Do you think it's right? Aren't they standing on principle? Can they counter it? Are the things that you have read or heard so far, is it messaging that you think is effective that moves people's hearts? Remember, they think with their hearts these days, right? And that's so true. People do. What do you think? 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Lee writes me an email. Lee's governor's address review. So, Lee, this is a critique by Lee of the governor's comments yesterday. So here's what Lee says. Look, you're stupid and we are not. They are grown-ups and know what to do. Look, I know better. We know better. He's really talking from Kate's perspective here. This is the arrogance of how she comes across. And by the way, I heard that from a friend of mine. I went and had dinner with last night. He's conservative, and he listened to this, and he remarked to me how arrogant she sounded. Anyway, I continue with Lee's email here. Look, this is the third time in 10 months they've walked out. Oregonians should be outraged. Look, they're grown-ups and know what to do. I ran on this issue. The Democrats ran on this issue. Oregonians are demanding on this issue. Look, you're stupid, and we know better. Oregonians and the environment want us to take action. So we should do this by the legislative action because you're stupid. We were elected to do this. Look, the people want this. Look. Yada, 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 yada. Now, here's what's interesting. Apparently, she said, look, an awful lot. Now, I only heard snippets of her press conference, but my friend I had dinner with last night showed me texting conversations. The people who were listening to her. And like there's these two big eyeballs. Look, 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 look. So apparently she said that so many times, and that's part of the arrogance of Kate. She knows better. The regressive totalitarian Marxists always know better how to spend your money, how to tell you how to take care of your kids because you're too stupid. They're the brilliant people. They're the elites. They have all the think tanks and the education establishment behind them. They are everything. They are God's gift to the world because they're politicians. Man, it makes you want to puke, doesn't it? This is how we got Donald Trump. And this is, again, I'm going to get into a couple of stories in a moment after I talk to our first caller here. But I want to remind you, this segment is brought to you by Righteous Renovations, LLC. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com. Eric Azer. This guy lives his faith, his personal faith, in his business. He specializes in doing decks, bathroom, kitchen remodels, and he's affordable. Check out his website. You'll learn, well, with just satisfied customers he's had. Maybe he's somebody you ought to talk about. Maybe somebody you ought to call. righteousrenovations.com. Go to the phones, go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today, friend?
Governor, she went for the ages, Jeff. Absolutely went for the ages. She cares so much about our children that she has a sanctuary state and allows all these illicit drugs to come in here from the Mexican cartels, et cetera, et cetera.
And she protects those criminal illegal aliens, too, with her law.
Oh, she is the biggest hypocrite that I ever met. But, you know, this is definitely going to help us. Now, we all know that California passed their cap and tax bill. And, of course, all these businesses fled from the state. And that's exactly what would happen here in Oregon. However, Jeff, if they really cared, and there really was climate change, shouldn't they be protesting down at Disneyland? Close this place down. It has too big of a carbon footprint. We're not going to survive if we allow this place to stay open.
I know.
So will they do that, Jeff?
No. Well, all right. So let's take it a step further. If they really cared, if they really thought that this was going to make a difference, Kate Brown should put forward an executive order, and she can as governor. Art, you know she can, that says this. We are going to completely convert our entire fleet of state vehicles to electric vehicles. Nothing will be other than electric.
Didn't she do something about that, Jeff? I mean, I disagreed with it, but I heard there was a big push to buy all electrical cars for the Oregon fleet. And I think they are buying a lot, but...
But not totally. Can you imagine a big ODOT truck that is sent out to repair, like a bridge or like an ODOT dump truck running on electric? Huh?
Well, of course not, Jeff. I mean, you and I get it. Kate is a scam artist. Kate tries to play on our emotions. But we're smarter than she is. We know better. She can't trick us. So she has to revert to, oh, you don't care about the children. We care more about the children than she ever will, because actions speak louder than words. We're the ones who are raising those children, trying to instill proper ethics and everything. Not Kate. You know, we just got to put this scam artist out of business. And the Democratic scam artist, because all this is being done for is the money, Jeff. The money to put in the state coffers.
That's exactly right. And you are so right. Art, I'm going to let you go. Art, thanks for your thoughts. You are so right. This is all about money and power and control. You see, the one thing about aggressive totalitarian Marxists, the one thing you know about them is that the elites always take the money as they oppress and repress the people. That's communism, folks. And it's socialism. It's exactly what it is. Go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Well, running along with Art's theory there, they should shut down PDX, shut down any large gatherings. She should shut down the short session and make the long session 15 days long and only be there to fix the budget and no taxes and no new laws, because you have to shut down all that stuff to keep the carbon from being a problem.
And if she wasn't, I mean, not only that, let's take it a step further. If Kate and the regressive totalitarian Marxists are really serious about addressing climate change with anything they can do in Oregon in terms of policy, what they would do is immediately clean up all of our state forests. Because
exactly.
One forest fire, as you know.
And you have to shut down Intel and Nike, too.
They're all emitting.
Exactly.
You'd have to shut down every business in this state that emits any kind, and virtually they have to shut down me as a farmer.
Well, yeah, but see, you have to go where all the people are because they're exhausting all this carbon problem, see, you know. So that means Amazon's got to shut down, Intel's got to shut down, Nike's got to shut down. The shopping center's got to shut down, especially the airports. All the airports that let jets in, we got to stop that too, see.
You know, because trains, you know, electric trains are the answer.
They're run by diesels.
Yeah, but AOC and the Democrats don't realize that. Yeah. All right, Rich, thanks. That's what Rich thinks.
Right.
So one of the interesting things about this, Republicans have walked off the job. Jenny Burdick says walking out on the job is a dereliction of duty. It's dishonorable and disrespectful. Really? Jenny, Republicans walking out, not allowing you to ram down our throats an incredibly destructive and ineffective policy, is fulfilling their oath of office to their constituents. It's not a dereliction of duty. In fact, it is doing their duty. And they are honoring and respecting the will of the people that elected them, Jenny. Now, friends, again, this show is about helping give you ideas and tools that you can use to be persuasive in your own world. What I just shared with you, no doubt, because it's all the meme on social media, Republicans are walking off the job. They're not doing their job. Use the word, you know what, Republicans went on strike. Ooh, that's a great word for your union buddies. You know, Republicans went on strike. The words I just gave you about Republicans are fulfilling their oath to serve. They're protecting their constituents. I do the right thing for them. 6:48 in the morning. We'll be right back. I've got these two poll stories I wanted to tell you, and it relates to friggin' dump.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. Freedom Heating and Air, friends, is a sponsor of this segment of the show. The nights have been cold. And you know what? They can help you fix a problem with whatever source, you know, like a furnace, a heat pump, that provides you with heat. And they can do it quickly because they've got a great emergency service. Why don't you check them out? FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir, all one word, .net. Great Salem-based company, have been in business 40 years. Freedom Heating and Air. So before I go to the phones, these two polls. The first one is a Bloomberg internal poll. Now, that's your first red warning flag, right? Claims that Bernie would sink the down-ballot Democrats. Well, it's obvious who this benefits. It benefits Bloomberg and not Bernie. But what if it's true? What if there is an element of people out there, again, unaffiliated voters, who once they understand what socialism is, they don't like it. Now, that's the other poll. There's a poll that shows that Sanders and Warren, Crazy Bernie and Pocahontas, beat Trump versus Pence, well, by 3 points. 48 to 45. So it's margin of error. But I will guarantee you, even though it's a Zogby poll, once you start educating the voters to what socialism is, what these people believe and what they're going to do to their your life, the numbers change dramatically. So don't worry about it. All right, to the phones. We'll start first with Ron. Ron, you got to go.
Brother, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, Burdick, Prozanski, Jimbo, and the governor, you know what they all got in common? Parsonage syndrome. They do not care about us Oregonians because they would listen to us. And the thing is this, they love using children just like the retro Bolsheviks of Trotsky's and Marx and Lenin and Stalin. And the thing is this, just like Maduro, same thing, using children. And the whole thing is this. To talk down to me is an insult. We are their bosses. We are their constituents. And they need to listen to us from all points of the state, not from the little echo chamber right there in Portland and Eugene and maybe Jackson County. They need to listen to us. The results is not a lie what's happening in California. And then let's talk about it. They said they cut their air. 11 years, they haven't cut nothing. 1.91%. The air is bad. I got a cold every time I come back to California. And the thing is this, if it's such a clean air, all the carbon, look at California. They don't do ag burns no more. They don't do forest burns no more. And the fires has gotten worse. And that's the way Oregon's going to be under this governor. Her pridefulness, her arrogance, her ruthlessness, and her staff that she's wearing them. You would think that because she had former infamous statement chairman of the chief staff, Carol McAllister Curry, that she would bring a little common sense to that governor's brain.
Nah, she's but not no. going to do that, Ron. She's an ideologue, and you know that.
And
you know, well, brother, I got to let you go. Thanks.
Everybody stay out. Don't come back.
Ron, I got to let you go. Well said, God brother. Yes, and you know, brother. He's so right about this. So right. Folks, it's arrogance. And that condescension comes through, and nobody likes it. And it's the way Kate talks. Nobody likes it. And that means that the unaffiliated voters probably don't like it either. Let's go to Super Dave. Super Dave, how are you, brother?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Awesome.
I tell you what, there's one carbon tax. All Cape Bound has to do is just shut up. Half the carbon tax would be right there, see?
Jeez.
So, but anyway, just the thing is, like I always told you, Jeff, PERS. She's putting it in the general fund. That's all she's doing. She's putting all this stuff in the general fund and taking care of all the persons of her constituents, not us. She never had that. And I just can't understand these people in Portland and Eugene that would vote for a person that takes money from you. I can't believe it.
So I can believe it, right? Because it is what Ron just talked about. It's using the children as an emotional argument. So, Super Dave, don't you think that our Republicans, that we can use our children as an emotional argument the other way? Look, I'm not going to allow my kids or my grandkids to get hurt by these crazy ideas that don't even work.
Yes, they don't. And the thing is, they say, oh, well, we'll try something else. We'll just throw more money into it. It didn't work in the first place. No, we didn't get more money to throw in it. And then they keep doing that. It just irritates me that they're going to destroy the doggone organ.
There's never enough money to satisfy a regressive totalitarian Marxist. Thanks, Super Dave.
Start
Let's go to Rich.
Money, and then it's,
be our last call for the day. Rich, you're up.
I think the Democrats need to get together and start comparing bribe money to see who got the most, and if they're really interested, they should balance it out so everybody gets the same.
Well, wouldn't that be fair?
Well, yeah, it's got to be fair, right?
I mean, if you're going to bribe everybody, everybody ought to get the same deal, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well.
It's a balance, right?
Well, you got to balance your bribing, yes.
Yeah.
Well, or your threatening. Because the story also came out, the governor, over the weekend, Senator Bill Hansel, the Rhino moderate senator, Republican from Pendleton, finally came clean with what I had heard about 4 days earlier, that in fact, this is the East Oregonian article, that in fact, Kate was demanding a quid pro quo from him. If his constituents were going to get money for their floods, he was going to have to stick around. What do you think of that?
Well, I think Rico should come in here for a Rico Act and see who gets to go to jail.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because as I've been having conversations with people over the last couple of days about Republicans getting bought off by Kate, people keep asking, is that even legal? Yeah, unfortunately, it is. Although, nobody's ever tested the idea of RICO, Rich. That's an interesting thought.
Well, the bribe money, also follow the bribe money she's getting. Is it coming from Bloomberg or Red China?
Well, yeah, because it is revealed that Red China is probably going to be the main purchaser of all of these carbon credits. You got to love the Democrats.
And since Bloomberg gets most of his money from Red China, I'd say that that's a conflict of interest, but at least.
Touche, Rich. All right, we're at the end of the show, Rich. Thanks to all of you, by the way, for both listening today and for participating. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you. All right, so look, Republicans have walked out. I think ultimately there's a segment of the swing voters, and those are these unaffiliated voters. It's the largest voting bloc in this state. Once Republicans say the right things and frame the debate with the right words that are emotional, that are passionate, those unaffiliated voters are going to move our way, not just Republican way, but conservative thought way. That's where the real battle is. Get out there, friends. Make it a great day. I'm back tomorrow, and I hope you are too. Be blessed.